Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, word on the street is that there's a new miracle drug that effectively treats autoimmune diseases, including MS, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, Crohn's disease, and more. My guest is Julia Shopik. She's a patient advocate, health writer, and creator of the award-winning blog HonestMedicine.com. Welcome to the show, Julia. Let's talk about low-dose naltrexone. And really, is it the miracle drug that it's being touted?
Well, what I first like to say is that it's not new. Low-dose naltrexone has been around for, since the mid-80s. But can I tell a little bit about it?
Please do.
Okay. In the mid-80s, a drug called naltrexone, not low-dose naltrexone, but just naltrexone, was approved at a high dose, at 50 milligrams and up, for alcohol and drug addiction. And a very brilliant, brilliant doctor named Dr. Bernard Bahari, by the way, Harvard-educated, he was a neurologist and a psychiatrist, he was working with drug addicts in New York, and so he knew about this naltrexone. And I can't, in the short amount of time, go through the entire thing, but he reasoned that it affected the immune system, and that at very, very, very low doses, 3 milligrams to, say, about 4, 4.5, it could help what is known as autoimmune diseases, or diseases with an immune dysfunction. And what happened was that his daughter had a friend who was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And remember, at that time, there were no drugs out there, FDA approved, for multiple sclerosis. So he gave her a very, very low dose. I believe it was 3 milligrams, and he called it low-dose naltrexone. And lo and behold, her symptoms stopped. They stopped progressing. And word got around, and he started treating people with lupus, with fibromyalgia, as you mentioned, Crohn's, with a lot of these so-called autoimmune diseases. And not 100%. I do not want to make it seem like, you know, snake oil or something like that, but a good majority of them, their symptoms stopped progressing. Their diseases stopped progressing. In some cases, there was a reversal of symptoms.
And, now, Julia, you say that these diseases stopped progressing, but what about the symptoms of the disease as that stands? Does it help with that, like, you know, the irritability of Crohn's, the spasticity of, you know, multiple sclerosis, the pain of rheumatoid or lupus? Does it help with those symptoms, or is it strictly on progression?
You know what? Very interesting question, Melanie. And the answer is all of the above. There have been many, many cases. There are cases of rheumatoid arthritis that absolutely reversed. I'm now working, you didn't mention, but I've written a book that is about low-dose naltrexone and three other diseases. It's called Honest Medicine, just like my website is. And in Honest Medicine, I have stories of people with MS. I'm writing another book now, and I've just spoken with people who have had their lupus reversed. One person, his Crohn's disease, his ulcerative colitis reversed. You know, the things you were talking about, the symptoms going away. So it is a mixed bag, but in general, very good results. And I don't like to call it a miracle drug, but a lot of the patients who are calling it that, that's why, you know, the word has been used.
Well, the fact is, Julia, that in this nation, we are seeing so many more autoimmune diseases than we ever did before. And whether we're seeing them now as a result of better diagnostic tools, or we are sanitizing our systems, so our autoimmune, whatever your theory is, we are seeing more of them. Do you think that LDN has the ability to maybe hit on those numbers, maybe reducing those numbers because, you know, they're rising all the time?
I do. And by the way, there are lots of reasons for autoimmune diseases. None of them, you know, totally 100%, but there are books on autoimmune diseases. And one by, I think it's Donna Jackson, I hope I'm not getting the last name, Nakasawa or something like that. She posits that there's a lot of it going on because of external things. You know, she gives the case of a whole town with a lot of lupus, and it turns out there was a toxic dump there that the city did not want people to know about, you know, and was causing a lot of lupus. So, yes, I think this could have a tremendous effect on our healthcare system, on people's happiness and health. And the thing of it is, Melanie, that the drugs that are out there for a lot of these autoimmune diseases are very toxic, very expensive, and often don't work. One drug that is a new one for multiple sclerosis is, I believe, $52,000 per year per patient.
Mm-hmm. And I know which drug you're talking about now. And the thing is that I was going to ask you about cost next, Julia, because, as you say, some of these, I mean, people could be on rheumatoid arthritis medication forever, and it can be through the roof. And as you said, MS, wow, that's so expensive. And Crohn's, some people are going on antibiotic therapy so that they're on antibiotics all the time. And we wonder what that does to the autoimmune system.
You know what? There's one MS drug, I'll name it. It's called Tysabri, excuse me. And it's so, can be so toxic that the patients, when they're on it, have to have an MRI every 6 months because it can cause a brain infection. My goodness. You know, I thought that doctors were told first do no harm, you know, because low-dose naltrexone is very non-toxic.
So it has low side effects. And what about the cost of it? Is this available now through prescription? Is it something that you can ask your, you know, autoimmune, your immunologist, your GI doctor, somebody about if you have one of these diseases?
You know, the answer is that it's very, very inexpensive. It's made by compounding pharmacies, pharmacists, because it is, you know, it's now a generic off-label. And one compounding pharmacist that I know, it's way less than $1 a day. And yes, you can ask your doctor. I have to tell you, though, doctors are often, I don't want to say all, because some of them are just wonderful, you know, but some of them are very resistant to anything that they consider outside the box. And there's an interesting story. You mentioned in your intro about studies. There have been wonderful studies on low-dose naltrexone for Crohn's done at Penn State, as a matter of fact. And one of them that I can send your listeners, just write to me at julia@honestmedicine.com, was actually published in the American Journal of Gastroenterology. And patients will take the study to their doctors, and their doctors will still say, I don't feel that comfortable.
I know, that is amazing. And as you say, not all of them in the mainstream medical world are like that. Of course, there are some. What should a patient do? We only have about less than a minute left, Julia. So give the patients listening, as you're a patient advocate, as am I, give your best advice for someone suffering that would like to try LDN.
Well, I'm starting, because this is such a serious, serious thing, Melanie, and I'd love to talk with you off air about it as well. I am going to be conducting some teleseminars about this, because in my opinion, there are ways, you know, my dad was a doctor, I come from a medical family, I'm an English major, you know, I worked for years as a patient advocate for my husband. There are ways to approach your doctor. And those ways do not include printing out everything you can find from the internet. Doctors get turned off. But I feel that there are certain materials. For instance, if
we only have 10 more seconds here, Julia.
Are certain ways that you can show what to bring to your doctor. And, you know, I've been helping patients with that.
And the book is called Honest Medicine, Effective Time
Test,
Inexpensive Treatments for Life-Threatening Diseases. And it's called Low-Dose Naltrexone. Ask your doctor about it. You can check out some of Julia Shopik's blog at honestmedicine.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. And stay well.